This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord.
We're going to start with nullification. Is anybody on the board of GCN, by the way? It's like, did zombies take over? Yo, good Lord. Where's Jonathan? Do we have him? Pot him up, pot him in. Too many Twizzler sticks on the board there at GCN. What's going on? We start today, at least the plan is, to talk nullification. The state of Texas, who would be the most likely, if we were at the prom, the most likely to secede from the union if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Texans have said to Obama, you can keep your refugee settlements. We're opting out. We're nullifying them. Don't send them here. We have no earthly idea who they are. Have they been cleared? Are they potential terrorists? Are they actual terrorists? And it's the pushback time on the states. Pulling some 10th Amendment activity here, and I think we're going to see more of that, not less of that. I've learned where I grew up for 30 years in Georgia, outside of Atlanta, Stone Mountain, Georgia. They've been receiving more Syrian refugees than Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York combined. This is a small little country town on the outskirts of Atlanta. What is going on? Is this purposeful destabilization of certain communities? Communities are on edge. Economically, stuff's not happening in a good way. You want evidence of that? Look at the powder keg that Charlotte, North Carolina has become. Based on what? A racial killing? How can you say that? It was a black officer killing a black man. Now, it's a tragedy no matter who is killed. If it's, unjustified, I wasn't there, but apparently there are claims that this person had a gun and pulled it on him, and then the policeman shot him. Happened to be of the same pigmentation. So is this a racial incident? So what's really going on there? I'll pause for a moment to find out if we have our guest of honor or co-host this hour. We got Cheryl Chumley with us. Cheryl, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, how's it going? I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, I guess.
No, I was like, I was talking in a vacuum, and I had no earthly idea starting up if anybody heard me. So I'm glad you heard me, Cheryl.
Well, you were doing great. Very interesting. So talk away if you want.
No problem. But do we have Jonathan with us? Deathly silence on that end of the board. Well, Cheryl, I'll get you to comment on this. This first story here. And I think this is something you worked on, is it not? I mean, there's the idea of nullification. I like it.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, Texas is often the standalone state when it comes to fighting the federal government and this administration's overreach in particular. But this is great. Governor Greg Abbott wrote a letter basically to the Fed saying, we're not going to play your refugee resettlement game. We're withdrawing in 120 days. Analysts say that there's still some private groups, like private charity groups that are bringing in refugees into the state who can continue to do that. But as far as the federal government foisting these refugees onto Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has kind of set the stage for a showdown. So it's going to be interesting to see how this develops.
Yeah, it is, showing state superiority, which is really what I like to see, the pushback on the feds, because we've seen such an override of state sovereignty in this way, where the feds are just dropping, who knows, what kind of security clearances, what are they going through? Because if it's anything like what TSA does before you get in an airline, you have no earthly idea who's going to be dumped in your state.
Now, there's all kinds of stories about, illegals sneaking across the border and, doing criminal activities. Well, if you're a terrorist, one sure way to get into America is to go, down to the southern border and just cross. And, it makes sense that some of these refugees, not all of them are going to be vetted. And it just makes sense that some of them may have criminal, evil, wicked intent against America. So kudos to Texas. I only wish that the other 49 states would follow suit.
Well, I think they're going to have to learn it the hard way. As I said, a little community I grew up in for 30 years is now being overrun with these refugees. And listen, it's one thing for a private organization, a charitable organization, to work in good and provide for some level of housing or coverage, but to dump it on the taxpayers of even the local community in this case, especially, as I mentioned, the powder keg that we're sitting on in many of the cities that are economically challenged in the way they are under 8 years of Obama. Right, look at this.
Exactly. I mean, just look at what happened at the same time this story broke, and at the same time Abbott put his foot down and said, we don't want any more refugees. We just had two terrorist attacks in New York and New Jersey, and yet Secretary of State John Kerry assures that all these refugees are vetted appropriately. Well, I don't see John Kerry putting any in his neighborhood. I don't see Obama bringing any to his White House or his neck of the Chicago woods. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of hypocrisy that goes along with this as well.
Yeah, I think there's purposeful direction in terms of where they're dumping these folks. And it's almost like destabilization is the intention here.
Well, I remember a few years ago that Congressman Louis Gohmert had concerns and expressed them. You may remember the stories that Obama was basically dumping illegal immigrants in areas that were Republican strongholds because he looked at the map and he saw a strange coincidence. And, I would not put something like that past this administration.
Yeah, and of course, if we talk about what's going on, the tragic circumstances, the riots, the things like this, I know there's a lot on edge, but if we look in the big scheme of things as far as a broader view, we would say there are bigger problems in America than the shootings done by police officers. This is not to condone any illegal shootings and unnecessary shootings. But the point is, why is all of the media attention focused there as if, again, to spark a powder keg? To facilitate people being on edge and to find any excuse to riot that they can. And in this case in Charlotte, a little bit different in that you have a black officer killing a black man. Now, this doesn't fit the MO of what they were protesting primarily as a racist kind of intention.
No, it doesn't, but I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, people, it seems like in this day and age, there's a lot of communities that are just looking for any reason to riot, any reason to go out and loot. And I think a lot of these things are stirred up by people with political agendas where they want to clamp down government control in certain areas, and this is just a tool to achieve that.
Yeah, well, exactly. So when we look at, what we're seeing with the Obama economy, the impact on, what's her name, Hillary Clinton, running for president? Is she running on, the third term for Obama? Because Obama went out last week and said it would be a personal insult to him if the folks that voted him in don't also vote for Hillary.
Well, that's funny. I kind of watch this stuff coming out of the White House, in support of Hillary Clinton, and it makes me chuckle a little because this is the same media that was just, reporting over the last few years how much the Obamas and the Clintons absolutely detested each other. You know, they were at each other's throats, and there was betrayal and accusations that haunted both families and so forth. And this is how politics is, right? You have Obama coming out. You know, he supposedly hates Hillary Clinton, but he's coming out and pushing for her to be elected. And the sole reason why is because he knows if Hillary Clinton is not elected president, all his programs, all his socialist dreams will be they'll be torn down by Trump if he's the one that's elected to president.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, there's a big panic about that. But the question is, how long can they hold Hillary together? I mean, with every new appearance, you can observe her behavior, and there's just strangeness on every level, neurological or otherwise. It's only adding to the questions, not calming the waters about those who are saying, well, it's just a conspiracy theory, which they can no longer say, as if that's an excuse for not independent thought and assessing of situations and saying, hey, there's something going on with her health, and it's not gone away.
Yeah, the conspiracy theory, I mean, that's just silly, because all you have to do is look at some of the videos of her exchanges with reporters over the last few weeks. And she does some strange movements, some erratic behaviors, and it does strike of a neurological type issue. But, you don't have to be a doctor to see that Hillary Clinton does not look well on the campaign trail. And I'm actually at the point, you know, much as I do not like her principles and her politics and her deceptions, I even feel a little bit sorry for her. She doesn't look well, and yet she just wants this White House ring so badly that she won't take care of her own health.
Mm. Well, and if she is taking care of her own health with the best medicine that money can buy, this is where I see the deficiency in our own system, supposedly the most advanced system on the planet, yet under a monopoly. Not the innovation I would like to see in terms of helping people with neurological issues or endocrine issues, thyroid issues that she's been on, or, in other words, managing potential for blood clots in the brain. You know, putting her on rat poison, as we talked about, the equivalent of rat poison Coumadin, for perhaps years indefinitely. That's going to take its toll on the liver, the kidneys. When the body can't detoxify, bioaccumulation of toxins and metabolic waste are going to impact the brain and the nervous system. It's common sense.
Yeah, this pill nation that we've become, that's our first go-to. Whenever there's any type of ailment, you go to a doctor's office and they want to prescribe you some sort of pill, some sort of medicine. And the problem is, as you know, these have so many side effects, you need more pills to take care of it.
Exactly. Well, we don't need a pill to solve these ills. We just need some common sense, and we got it coming out from Cheryl Chumley. We hope to hear from Jonathan Ebord momentarily, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes. Go there now, robertscottbell.com, and tell your friends they can press play.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story. Help themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan is on the way. He is just beyond busy, this guy, trying to salvage whatever liberty we have left and restore it. And that's why we do the rekindling of the sacred fire of liberty each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank goodness we got Cheryl Chumley on board and we were just talking about the Pill Nation. And, you know, over the years, as I spoke to liberty groups, there was a blind spot on this, on the medical front, because so many just kind of, you know, I know we don't trust the government, but, well, the doctors, they're the experts. They do know what they're doing. And granted, they know certain things because they learn certain things. But what we find is they learn nothing about nutrition, nothing or little or nothing about detoxification, the function of the liver, even though they know what it's for. Everything that they do, every tool that they have is intoxicating and not a great way for the liver. And we see a person manifest this in the guise of Hillary Clinton. And I said this some weeks ago. I said, why do you think Hillary would be immune from side effects to drugs? It's the third leading cause of death in America today. And so as they deny her the disease of the week that people are saying she has, it could just be toxic drugs. Simple as that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it almost looks like she's being propped up everywhere she goes. And at this point, you can almost imagine her stepping out on the stage, getting through the hour speech, and then just collapsing into the nearest car to be taken back to her hotel to rest.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree with you that doctors, you know, the way they train doctors nowadays,
yeah,
they're highly educated in what they do, but I don't think they're given that rounded education about options and alternatives that people might be interested in. Instead of a prescription, maybe people want to take something that's actually good for their body.
Well, yeah, we want to defend their rights to know about these things and do that. That's what Jonathan Emore is out there doing all the time. Jonathan, are you being chased by an angry mob? Where are you, my friend?
Well, I'm here on a soccer field with my son's soccer team, Robert, and I apologize. I thought I could do two things at once, drive, do my work, and also get my son to the soccer game, and I got messed up on the timing. So anyway, I couldn't agree more on this point. I think this is one of the biggest scandals that exists in the long repertoire of a scandal by Hillary Clinton, this cover-up of the medical condition of Hillary Clinton. There's no question but that the physiological manifestations that she's shown in these videos of her, where her head's bobbing uncontrollably, the facial contortions that are out of control, the loss of muscular ability to even stand, falling down, losing control, having people have to pick her up and move her. All these things are neurological, and they're profound, and to have no serious inquiry from the media about it and have no developed understanding with medical records showing what's wrong is just a real scandal. I think if this were a Republican, you would never hear the end of the media hounding the person to find out precisely what's wrong with them that's causing these things. But we have no such inquiry with Hillary Clinton. And the big problem with this, Robert, is that there's the distinct possibility that she's losing cognitive ability during these attacks, that these are like epileptic type of episodes where she loses her ability to think normally. And that, of course, is a profound danger for someone who would be commander in chief, particularly if these attacks are triggered by moments of extreme stress or heat, temperature problems, anything that would cause a physical stress. It seems like she has these episodes when she's stressed out. But there's no, you know, remember when Gerald Ford would fall down from different locations because he had a tricked knee from football injury? Media just hounded him endlessly about it. And there's no comparable attention being paid to Hillary Clinton, even though this is far more severe. This is a mental issue. It's a cognition issue. It's very clearly interfering with her ability to function, and yet there's no serious media inquiry about it. It's a shock.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the video of Hillary screaming about why isn't she 50 points ahead. I mean, she looked like a deer in the headlights. Whatever she was doing, it was, you know, I don't know if she had, if she was taped to the chair she was on. It's just looking stranger and stranger for Hillary. I don't know if she's going to make the debate on Monday. If so, they're going to have a cardboard stand-in. I don't know. We'll see. We're up on a break, Jonathan. Hold on. We've got more with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl Chumley, I so wish you could stick around, but I know you got to pick up your son from baseball. So go have fun with your son. Thank you for being on board with us, as always.
Thank you.
All right. Lots more of the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord coming up after this break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, Jonathan's pulling not only double duty, but triple duty. He's out there at the soccer field, so if you hear kids running around, I thought they, you know, the FDA was coming after him. They were screaming. You know, it was just a bunch of kids. And of course, the other issue is overzealous parents. Sometimes you got to watch out for them because we get excited about our kids when we play sports. I know. But I just try to be chill about it and let them have some fun. So, Jonathan, so glad you could be with us despite everything you're doing.
Yeah, well, the kids are hilarious and the parents are a little too serious sometimes.
Yes, and I've witnessed plenty of that. I get about as frightened of them as I do of the oligarchy, although I'm glad you're taking them on. Hopefully not the parents, but the oligarchy.
Yeah, I just let them make fools of themselves, and I try not to contribute myself. So.
Yes, I know. When our kids are out there, you do have this natural urge, right? You have to fight, and you're like, okay, no, they're just fun. It's just fun. It's just fun, you know, but you want them to go, score, score, right? So anyway, these are the
That's
joys
right.
of parenthood.
Yep, you got to love your children. It's just the zeal there. You got to restrain yourself a little bit. But anyhow,
we were talking
not to
with Cheryl last half hour, and one of the things that obviously we had to discuss was the riots in Charlotte based on another police shooting. But the strangeness of this is, if we're talking about racial motivation, you had a black police officer shooting a black perpetrator or suspect. And it doesn't meet the so-called definition, yet the powder keg was there. And we talked about the economic setup here, that under Obama for the last 8 years, and of course we can bring in the Federal Reserve and all the things that are happening, this to me is a symptom of something larger that could get much worse if something is not done about it, that they were looking for an excuse to riot, right? It wouldn't matter that it wasn't a white-on-black killing, it was black-on-black. It didn't matter. They were just waiting.
I quite agree. I think this is a powder keg situation, and I believe that the expression of racism against whites is part of a larger symptom that is basically hopelessness. It's
right.
When the economy is dead in the community, that's very difficult for people to get a job, and they're having a hard time coping, and there's a lot of free time. That's depressed time with unemployment and with probably a lot of criminal activity. It can fester in a minute into something that's out of control. Just give them some excuse, and there you go. So I think what we see is, ironically, the byproduct of a president who has done virtually nothing to open the marketplace and has had a regulation destroy opportunity. The true irony here is that the very institutions they're attacking, the stores and so forth that they're attacking, and the condemnation they direct towards white America and towards institutions, which they, at least Black Lives Matter is saying that virtually every major institution ought to be brought down because they say that they're infected by white supremacists. That is a fantasy, but nonetheless, that's a motivating factor. Well, they're attacking the very institutions that, if given freedom from regulation and given the opportunity to have more of their wealth not taxed away, would be the very source of employment for a lot of the folks that are going after them. So it's a case of misplaced aggression. They're attacking the wrong enemy.
Exactly. I think this is such an important point to make. And, you know, it isn't that the racism doesn't exist. That's not the point here. The point is, it doesn't even have to be that. It could be anything. When you have a depressed economy, when you have people not working, or if they're on welfare, which can be depressing over time, any one of these things can be a trigger at a certain point.
Well,
and there's such manipulation.
They're attacking the rule of law. They're attacking order. They're attacking peaceful coexistence. They're attacking the fundamental elements of society. Rather than use the legal system as a means to achieve redress, they condemn the legal system, and they're favoring anarchy. Basically, they're taking the approach that justice can be achieved by brute force, which is, of course, the old law of the West, when people would just be strung up based on an accusation. It's the law of the KKK, which would cause people just based on the color of their skin to be lynched. It's the rule of the mob. This is the breakdown of society, and it's the logical consequence of a government that has so overburdened the citizenry with taxation and regulation that opportunity is snuffed out in large measure from different sectors of the economy. And one good example of that is the high unemployment rate inside urban areas among black youth. And that's a byproduct of an economy that's not functioning properly. But the misplaced aggression is that this is a part of a sort of a conspiratorial plan on the part of white America to discriminate against blacks or to victimize blacks. And that's just, there is not evidence to support that. Sure, there are no doubt individual instances of racism against blacks as there is individual instances of racism against whites. But that, the remedy for that is prosecution in an individual case, not destroying private property, hurting innocent people, destroying police vehicles and lighting things on fire. And, you know, that kind of lawlessness and brute force is the very antithesis of civil liberty. And no one, certainly Martin Luther King, would never be an advocate of that sort of thing, and wasn't. It might be akin to what Malcolm X in his early days wanted, but it's not. Not what we understand civil rights, civil liberties, and freedom to be all about. It's the antithesis of that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I think, as we've always talked about, and I certainly do as a homeopath, looking, if we want to, for the right remedies, we have to understand the real problem. Where's the illness? Where does it start? And if we don't, then, of course, we can claim the term racism, but, of course, what we're talking about then is collectivism versus taking each individual as an individual and assessing things. And, you know, of course, but collectivism, of course, breeds, I don't know what we can say, the mob. It's the mob rule. It's a mob mentality. And that, you know, overwhelms private property, all the things that we would say a breakdown in some semblance of civilization, where you would honor somebody's property, you would protect them. And again, it's a mess. We know that. There's a lot we got to do to correct it. And I don't think having a pill-popping Hillary Clinton, who doesn't seem to understand or might even contribute further to the demise of this country, in my opinion, as a solution. Now, I want to switch gears here to the senators. They look like they might do something good here with a veto override of a bill that would allow the victims, the families of 9/11 that were victimized, to sue Saudi Arabia because they see some fault in complicity in Saudi Arabia. And the Obama administration is fighting this. Obama doesn't want this to happen, but they might actually override the veto.
That's right. Families that have been victimized by acts of terror have succeeded in getting members of Congress to sponsor a bill that would allow those victims, particularly 9/11 victims, to sue the government of Saudi Arabia in instances where the government or its officials may have been complicit in either providing funding, aid, comfort to those who were responsible for acts of terror. And that bill, which passed the House and Senate, is coming before the president. The president's expected to veto it. But this is the one instance in the entire term of the Obama administration when the president seems to be at risk of an override. We fully expect that to happen. And if that does happen, it'll be an extraordinary event. Rand Paul has been a principal advocate of this bill. It does nothing more than allow people to seek justice in a court of law. It doesn't determine the outcome.
Right.
But the government of Saudi Arabia said that if it passes, that they would basically change their relationship with the United States. I doubt that'll happen because they need us far more than we need them. So.
Yeah, and it is interesting. Another thing that Jonathan Rand Paul was out talking about is, like, you know, why not withhold certain weapon sales to the kingdom there until we can get a handle on what the heck is happening? Who's fighting who? Who are our weapons being used? Are the weapons getting into the hands of our enemies? It seems like a rather rational approach, but that was overridden.
Well, for decades now, they have been funding and supporting radicalization through the madrasas, the schools in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia has been an advocate by virtue of their funding support for the expansion of education against the West and against Americans in these madrasas that call for people to become terrorists, you know, that they consider jihad to be against the Western people to be a glorious thing. So they've contributed to this, and they still do, and they're responsible for it. It's high time that we had a president, commander-in-chief, who would crack their heads open for that. I mean, if we wanted to, we could really put them over a barrel and cause a lot of changes to take place, but we don't have a president with anything more than a fickle regard power.
Well, and say what you want about we don't know everything, of course, still about positions that that Trump is taking. But, you know, in terms of negotiation, I don't think anybody argues his negotiating skills. If he's going to negotiate a deal, he's going to make sure that it doesn't come back to bite us. He's got at least that sense.
That's right. Well, he is on record for supporting a very strict approach towards terrorists to expand the military, reinvigorate the military, to expand the use of special forces, to use forces on the ground as necessary to take out terrorists wherever they are, and to expand the war against terror all over the world instead of limiting it to Iraq and the Middle East. And, of course, he's opposed to the Iran deal and would tear up the Iran deal, he says, on the first day in the Oval Office. And that would be a tremendous thing. I mean, we need to get back to understanding who our true friends are in the form of Israel, Jordan, and who our real enemies are, Iran and the North Koreans and the Chinese and the Russians.
Yeah, these are things that I think we need to reassess all of that right now and the way things have been going. As we see the powder keg happening at home, part of the problem is the mainstream media foments it. They profit off of it. And, of course, they're in the bag for the Democrat Party by and large. And, you know, we've seen where that takes us. So why not try something different? I'd say for a change, but maybe there really is a change because Trump does seem to be an outsider, especially when the globalists try to attack him. That's a good sign. All right, folks, we've got another segment here. The Sacred Fire of Liberty is on the air. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, with Jonathan Emord. Coming up, one more segment.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, including the Vax Bus is coming to Daytona and Ormond Beach, Florida. I'll be there Monday, the 26th, broadcasting live from the Vax Bus. Come out and see us. Love Whole Foods out there in Ormond Beach, Florida, Monday, the 26th of September. We got loads more events coming up. Check it out. Jonathan Emord on for one more segment here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. What are the odds that Hillary Clinton even shows up for the debate on Monday? I mean, they're just propping her up. I saw this video she did. Her eyes are going all googly and weird. It's strange every time she appears in public.
Well, I think she's at risk of some seizure event, but I think they're going to do, obviously, everything that they possibly can to make sure that she's under control. I recall, as probably your listeners do, too, and you do, certainly, when she was debating with Bernie Sanders, and all of a sudden, without any explanation, she just walked off the stage. And then several minutes later, she returned, and they asked her about her departure, and she said that, well, that was a bathroom break. It makes you wonder, now that we've seen all these videos showing her erratic behavior and her collapsing and losing muscle control and having a bobbing head incident and so on, that maybe she left because she was experiencing some physical problem other than having to go to the bathroom and needed to avoid the media catching her on it.
Right, right.
But it's certainly, given the extent to which she lies, which is almost everywhere, it certainly is worth exploration whether or not she left the stage because she had a problem. And, of course, if indeed we're correct that pressure causes her to have manifestations of this problem, it may well be that when Trump puts her under maximum pressure, she has an episode, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, if they're able to successfully get her up there and have her stay up there, I mean, she can talk policy, even though we would disagree with her policy. She's got some level of experience there in, on the debate stage to address nuances and details. You know, that might not be the strong point for a Donald Trump. I don't know what kind of practice he's going through because he talks in broad brush strokes and of course, some sound bites, and it's gone over well because he's not establishment. I don't know how the interface would work there. It's going to be a pretty intriguing thing to see.
It will be, but unfortunately for Hillary, she doesn't do well in extemporaneous communication. She needs a script. She needs a roadmap, and she has to have everything go according to plan, but she starts getting flustered. And she's had, obviously, a lot of experience in debates, but she's terrible at it. She's really a very boring speaker, as we know, and she lacks that degree of compassion to connect with voters through the television or elsewhere. So I think that the contrast between the emotion and strength of Trump and the physical frailty and then also the canned communication that comes from Hillary may well be a defining moment that benefits Trump greatly. If Trump avoids putting his foot in his mouth in a major way, like he sometimes has done, and if Hillary Clinton performs as is expected and doesn't suddenly have some sort of creative metamorphosis, I strongly suspect that Trump wins in the mind of the public. Trump only has to show up and hold his own to meet expectations. Hillary has set the bar so low by characterizing Trump as essentially a racist, bigot, homophobe, that if he shows up and he behaves himself and doesn't fall into the categories that she's created, which are really false descriptions of the person that is Donald Trump, Donald Trump wins the debate.
Yeah. And Lester Holt and Chris Wallace are moderators. I think one of the things that we'll see from Hillary Clinton, because she does this as well as anybody I've ever seen, is contempt.
Yes. You see that on her face, the contempt sign, yes, and the dismissive nature. Mm-hmm. She's very dismissive. But, you know, she's not an engaging person intellectually. She's dismissive. She's not really a person who can handle a novel idea communicated to her in a public setting. She doesn't do well on her feet for a number of reasons. It's not just that she faints.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we'll talk about this next week on the Sacred Fire of Liberty as to see what transpires in this coming week. It'll certainly be intriguing, and I know people from around the world are watching and listening, and we're appreciative of you being here with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord. Thanks again to Cheryl Chumley. Norm Singleton will be back next week as well. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up. Check it out on the web, robertscottbell.com, Jonathan Emord, emord.com. Where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.